WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September the 11th through Sunday, September the 13th. I'm Philip Graham. Scott Wolman reported at Politico New York. A state audit released on Friday, September the 11th, found the state's oil storage facilities are not properly reporting how much crude oil they receive. Auditors for Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli found that a majority of the facilities examined did not properly classify and report the products received, and some locations underpaid the state oil spill fund as a result. In response to the audit, DEC officials questioned the accuracy of the comptroller's report, saying it contained multiple errors and relied too heavily on targeted samples that did not represent the full spectrum of the state's oil storage facilities. Albany has become one of the busiest hubs for oil transportation in the country under Governor Andrew Cuomo. The DEC has given operators approval to move approximately 3 billion gallons of crude through Albany every year. The DEC collects fees from the oil trains for the oil spill fund, which is used to clean up spills and is reimbursed by those responsible. Audrey Matot reported in the Daily Mail that the town of Greenville finds itself in the throes of a disagreement over proposed changes to its zoning laws. Residents who spoke at a recent public hearing voiced their concerns. Greenville offers residents a comfortable, small-town feel, townspeople said, but with little room for commercial growth and plenty of available real estate, some fear their small town may become a ghost town. While some residents requested more restrictions on where commercial zones are located, others pointed out that without ample commercial opportunities, residents would be forced to pay higher taxes that might otherwise be offset or absorbed by commercial business. Another public hearing on the proposed revisions will be held at 7 p.m. on Saturday, the 21st of September, at Pioneer Town Hall. Roger Hannigan Gilson reported in the Register Star that broadband internet access is now available to residents of Copec and Chatham. New York-based ASA Networks uses TV White Spaces technology, and it focused on several rural areas. It recently completed an extensive technology trial in the Gallatin-Ancrem area. Approximately 50 of the trial participants in Gallatin continue to be served by the company as paying customers. A connection has been set up at Insight Computer, located at 9 Hudson Avenue in Chatham, to demonstrate the product to the public. The store's owner, Frank Shannon, said, and I quote, "Everyone is welcome to stop by and try it out here," end quote. Columbia County has one of the highest rates of unserved and underserved households in the state, according to the ASA. The county is working on a plan to bring high-speed internet to rural areas with plans to lay fiber optic cables that can be used by various internet service providers. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that a document of mysterious origin has popped up in Prattsville calling for a public vote on the town's decision to sell a piece of land for use in a planned senior housing project. Ryan writes that no one, including the 30 people who signed the petition, has been willing to reveal the source of the document. The petition was delivered to town officials by former town judge Robert Blaine and filed on August the 17th, according to the town clerk Kathleen Sherman. The petition was later declared invalid for several technical reasons by the town attorney. The anonymous petition was similar in many ways to a letter sent to the State Department of Transportation in June about the construction of the new Route 23 bridge. That letter from 50 concerned citizens demanded the DOT revamp its plans for the bridge replacement. Finally, Gail Henson is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the town of Chatham has appointed the Claverick-based Raymond Preusser CPA firm as the town's new comptroller. Preusser was one of three bidders for the position. He previously stepped forward to help the town following the sudden death in April of the town comptroller, Deborah Sestanero, said town supervisor Jesse DeGroote. The Preusser appointment was not without controversy, however. Board member Maria Lowell, who argued in favor of hiring the Hudson firm Patterson Kosky Howe and Busey, insinuated Preusser had the inside track for the job. Lowell said to DeGroote, and I quote, "I can appreciate that you have a personal relationship with Ray," end quote. DeGroote responded, and I quote, "I have no personal relationship with Ray. Before he offered to help us out last spring, I didn't know him from the next guy," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers today, mainly before 10 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 70 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 52 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Tuesday night, it will be clear with a low around 56. And on Wednesday, Sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 6:35 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:06 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 31 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 14th day of September 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.